So the suffering of hell, now we finish the cold hell, now the hot hell.
那么这一个关于这个寒冷的这个讲解结束了，那现在来到这个热地狱的讲解。
All these actually hell realms, as I said earlier on, that is the reflection of our mind. So, which means that after the death, then we will be our reflection. There will be such a reflection that these kind of hell realms, and one will be born there, and then one will experience those sufferings.
那么早先拉姆拉讲到说这一切都是这个心的这个反射，那么在死亡到来的这个时候呢，就会反射出这样的现象，那么见到这个地狱道，然后就说投身到那里受那个地狱之苦。
So the whole hot hell realm is the place is a sort of molded iron ground.
对，这个热的地狱是这个融化的热地狱。
Not so molten, a burning iron ground. Burning iron ground means there is a iron ground floor. Is ground is iron, made of iron. It is very hot. You know, when the iron is burned in the fire, it is red and hot or something like that. That kind of ground with the fire flames.
那么对不起，那翻译有误，就是说指的就是那整个这个地板呢是那个炙热的这个火焰，就像那种融化了这种熔岩这样的地，那么非常的热。
Then the person will be born there, as before, spontaneously, without parents.
那么会很自然的就升到那。
And then the size of the body is huge.
身巨大。
And that naturally that body is not like our normal body. The body is the nature of the body is so fragile.And cannot stand with any cold and heat.
那么这个自然的这个我们讲自然这个身体跟一般的身体是不一样的，它是不能够堪忍任何的热。
And then suddenly when one is born there, one will see the place, no one is there, just only oneself is there. And then suddenly the thought that which there will not be, there is no other people who can torture or harm.
那么当投身到那的时候呢，是不会见到其他人的，只能只有自己一个人。那突然间这个念出现说不会有人来折磨自己。
As the hell being thought this way, suddenly that hell guards orwardens of the hell realm will appear, the fierce looking.
那么当这样的念升起的时候呢，这个地狱的这个守护者呢就会到来。
So such a fierce looking, holding the different weapons, comes from every direction.
那么他们持着不同的这个武器呢，从四面八方而来。
And then.They will cut the hell being with their weapons and cut, pierce, and beat with the hammers.
那么他们会用武器呢来切割，来拨开，来打等等这些众生。
So then, as this is he is being tortured in this way, suddenly.The person, the hell being, will either die or become unconscious.
那么因为受这样的折磨，这个地狱里头的众生会突然间死亡或昏迷过去。
And then as become unconscious, and from the sky, the sound will be like, may you be revived. May you be revived. resurrect, may you be come back.
哦，那么
is the death or unconscious? And now come back from the death or the unconsciousness.
当恢复这个失去了知觉之后呢，这个知觉又会再重复，就会恢复过来。
Such sound will the person helping will hear such sound from the sky.
那个众生会听到从天际传来一些声音。
And then suddenly again revives and experience the same thing.
那么他会苏醒过来，然后再经历同样的痛苦。
So this is called the first hot hell being, which is known as the reviving hell.
那么这是第一个热地狱，称为复活地狱。
And he has to, the person, the hell being has to suffer that way again and again.
那么这地狱的众生呢，必须重复的一直受这样的苦。
Until the negative karma is finished.
直到那个下一个业结束。
Means until the force of the negative karma is finished. Force of the negative karma is finished.
直到第四个这个业结束。
Then the second one is known as the black line.
第四个是黑神地狱。
The place is same as before.
地是跟早先的那个复活地狱一样。
And then the difference here is this time that the hell warden or hell guidance will make draw the lines on his body, black lines on his body.
那么不同的是这个地狱的这个守护者呢，他会在这些众生的身上画上黑色的线。
Like from center and everywhere.
就像中心或者任何一个部分这样画。
It's like a carpenter draw the line on the board, on the piece of board.
就像木匠在这个木板上画上这个线一样。
And then these hell guardians or wardens will cut with a saw the bodies according to the line they have drawn.
那么地狱的这些使者呢，就会依这个绳来切那个身体。
And then chill the skins with the sharp X.
那么用那个很锋利的斧头呢，剥掉那个皮。
So this is the second hell, hot hell.
这是第二个黑神地狱。
The third one is called the crushing.
第三个地狱是挤压地狱。
Now this that hell being, having experienced those earlier sufferings.Then they feel like running away from that place.
那么，这个的，这里的这个，地狱的众生呢，他们因为经历过之前的痛苦，所以，想要逃走。
And then, as the person being runs away, there will appear two huge mountains, in the shape of the bull or.Yak or any kind of animal.
那么当这些众生逃走的这个时候呢，就会出现如这个牛等动物形状的这个大大的山。
And one will be crushed in between those two mountains.
那么众生就会给两座山这样挤压起来。
And then.Due to the karma, again his body, although it was crushed, again it comes back to the original shape.
那么基于这个业，众生的身体虽然被挤压成粉碎，但是又会恢复原来的形状。
So that is the third. So keep, until the karma is exhausted, or the force of the karma is exhausted, the being has to suffer in that way again and again.
那么直到那个业都消尽了，那众生必须一直反复的受到这样业的折磨。
The fourth one is known as a wailing. Wailing.
第四个这个地狱是哭号地狱。
Wailing hell, wailing hell. Which actually means that when person is on such ground,Suddenly, that person will see iron house from the far side. In the far side, they will see the iron house, house made of iron.
Iron.
Iron. Iron. Iron.
那第四个这个地狱的众生呢？那么他们因为处在这样的一种情况，这种地，那么他们会突然间见到那个铁屋的出现。
And as walking to that house, then suffering, with the from stepping on that hot iron till it reached the iron house.
那么他们会向那个屋子走去，然后踩在那个炙热的那个铁板上。
So it actually means due to the karma that the being will see such house far in the far distance, and the being will, in order to escape from such suffering on that ground, thinking of going to that place, that house.
那么众生为了躲避那个地的那个炽热呢，那么因自己的业会见到远处有一间屋子，那么为了躲避，那么他们会向着那个屋子去。
And as one reached inside, then suddenly the doors will be closed automatically.
那当进到那个屋子的时候呢，会自动关起来。
And there, the all around the house becomes the flame of the fire.
那么在屋子的四周呢，就会有熊熊的烈火烧起来。
So, such a heat that one cannot stand, and automatically one cries.
那么这样的一种炙热呢，是这些众生没有办法忍受的，所以即刻的就会放声哭起来。
That's why it's called wailing hell.
那么所以称之为哭号地狱。
Now the great wailing hell is same as before. One will suddenly feel going to the house which has the double walls, iron, double iron wall.
那么接着呢就是大哭号地狱。那为了他们所受的苦为了躲避，那么他们同样的会见到这个屋子，这是一个双层的这个铁屋。
And then as one reaches into that house which has the double hole, double wall, and suddenly it closed and the same as before, that fire flames and heat, huge heat, double the heat as before.
那么当这个众生，这类众生进到这个双层的这个铁墙屋的时候呢，那个门自动会关起来，那么同样的屋子的四周呢会烧起这个熊熊的这个火。
And such fear and suffering causes the being automatically scream and cry.
那这样的苦呢，很自然的就让这些众生生的哭号起来。
So that is why it is called great wailing hell, because it is double the earlier one.
那么，因为它之所以称为大哭号地狱，是因为它的痛苦是双倍的，比之前还要多一倍的，所以他们会哭起来，因此称为大哭号地狱。
Then the sixth one is called the hot hell. It's called just hot hell.
那第六层的地狱称为热地狱。
That hot hell being is that hell wardens will catch that hell being and the pierce the.Pierce with the one-pointed spears through the anus and up to the crown.
那么这个鬼差为了捉这些众生，那么他们会用矛这样从身体刺入，从顶这个地方出来。
Very hard, hot iron spears, hot iron spear.
那个是这个烧的赤红色的这个矛。
It is so hot that when it is pierced through body, that the fire flames comes out from the nostril and mouth.
那么由于那个毛呢是非常的炽热的，当它刺透这个身体的时候呢，从这个众生的这个鼻孔跟嘴呢，都会喷射出那个火焰。
The great hell, the seventh one is called the great hot hell.
那第七层的地狱称为大热地狱。
And these great hot hells, and this time there is a three trident spear, or three spokes of the hair, spear.
那么在这个大热地狱呢，使用的这个武器呢，是那种三叉戟，三个叉这样顶上来的。
The spear pierced through central one through the anus, and the two one is on two buttocks.
那么是从这个肛门用这个三叉戟呢，从这个肛门刺入。
So that the central one comes out of the crown, and the other two one out of the shoulders.
所以那个中间的那个尖刺是从这个头顶上出来，其余两个是从肩膀上穿透。
Coming the fire flames through the nostrils and through the mouth, and blood coming.From wherever it was pricked.
那么，这个鼻子跟这个嘴呢，都会有这个血出来，然后全身那些孔，都会冒出这个血。
Now the last one, the eighth one of the hot realm is known as unceasing hell, unceasing hell.
那第八个是无间地狱。
Means continuously.Continuously, severely suffering there.
那么意思就是，连续不断的接受，非常痛苦的这个折磨。
So this is, a stove, fire stove. Is it fire stove or fireplace? Huge fireplace. Huge fireplace.
那么这个是一个很炙热的这个火焰场。
Which is very deep in the ground, very deep in the.
那么深入到这个地底。
Here they measure the depth by the bakse. In Tibetan language, bakse. The bakse is one, you know, this length. This length is called domba. This five times of this length is called gyangda. Is the name of the measurement, huh?And then 500 times of this jangda is called one bakse.
这个是
You did get I'm also confused. 500 times of this is called jangda.
Okay, 500个这个长度，手臂的长度叫 gamba.
And 8 times of jangda is called bakse.
那么乘以八次的话，那么叫 gangche.
So one jangda is down in the ground. The fireplace is.
那一个 gamba 呢是深入这个地。
Then so one will that the hell being will be cooked in that such fireplace. Is burned in such fireplace.
那么众生就在这个火炉里头被煮着。
Without stop, non-stoply cooking there.
没有间断的被煮着。
Not really say cooking, burned there, or you can say.
烧着。
But very strong fire.
很大的火。
So this is among the all the hell realms, this is the most severe hell realm.
在所有的大热地狱里面，这是最苦的。
And then the life of all these hell beings is very long.
那么这些地狱众生的生命是非常非常长。
Maybe you can directly tell from there, the figures. Can you tell, or you want me to tell you? You know, they count like this. Our 50 year is the 1 year of the heavenly gods, the desire realms heavenly gods. There are many heavens, but these desire realms heavenly gods, one day their life, you know, they're longer than us. Their lifespan is longer than us. So our 50 year is one day of the heavenly beings.Desire realms, heavenly beings.
那么这个欲界的天道众生呢，他们的这个寿命跟我们相比的话，人寿五十年等于天道界众生一天。
So that one day of the heavenly desire realm heavenly god is count, you know, 30 is 1 month, and the 12 month is 1 year, right? And that 1 year.Is the one day of the first hell being. Very long. It's confusing. Then the other ones, for example, this is the lifespan of the first hell being, and all others, the following hell beings, it will be multiplied. Okay?
Huh? 对不起，我对数字很不敏感。好，他那个计算法，刚才我们讲说，人间五十年等于欲界的一天。那么，就说，这个在这个天四大天王的这个天中呢，他们是这样算：30天为一个月，12个月为一年。那么，就说这个四大天王，他们的寿命是500年。这个500年就相等于活在地狱的一天。那么以这样来计算的话呢，那么活在这个地狱里面众生的寿命呢，相当于500年。所以它这500年是很长的。
So now know this way, the sufferings of the hell being. Now one must meditate.
那么知道此地狱众生的苦，那一个人就必须做这个禅修。
Meditate means now knowing that such suffering, that the place of the hell being is like that. It is not like place where we are now.
那么知道这样的这些众生受这样的苦，那地狱在地狱这样的地方跟我们所处的这个地方是不一样的。
And the nature of the suffering, or the volume of the suffering is also such a great, or such a severe.
那么他受苦的这个本质跟他所受的这个苦的这个量呢是非常巨大，非常折腾的。
And now I am not experiencing these hell sufferings.
那现在我没有体会这样的一种地狱苦。
But even if it is not hell realm, in this human realm, even a small, tiny weapons we cannot stand with. The pain of the small, caused by small weapons, we cannot stand.
那就算说我们现在不是在受着这个地狱道的这个苦，那但在我们现在所处的这个人道的这个情况呢，即便是小小的武器所给予的伤害都很难忍受。
And the burning by a small fire, we cannot also stand with that.
那么即使小小的火烧着我们也难受。
So if we were to experience the hell realm suffering, then how miserable that would be.
那么如果说我们真实的去经验到这个地狱的苦，那是多么的痛苦。
So in this way, one must observe first that the hell realm is like this, and though we were not born in the hell realm, but if we born in the hell realm,Due to our negative karmas, how could we stand such miserable sufferings?
那么现在我们做这样的一个思维，那虽然说现在我不是投身到那个这样的一个 地狱，但万一我升到投身到那个地狱的话，我要怎么样去忍受呢？
And then as we observe this way, now we must, one must think that how to get away from such suffering, how to escape from such suffering.
那么我们以这样的一个方向，这样的一个方法来做这个思维的时候，我们同时也要想说，我们要怎么样从这样的一个痛苦呢，逃脱出来。
And so therefore, then one must make the determination to practice pure Dharma. And if one is Lamdi practitioner, then to make the determination to practice the pure Dharma and pure Lamdi practice or Lamdi teaching.
那么，所以我们必须要下决心呢，修这个清净的这个佛法。如果你是这个道果的修行人的话，那么就下决心修持。
And one must not think that this is fiction. The explanation of the suffering is a fiction story.
那么我们不应该想说这些所提到的种种的苦呢，只不过是小说中的情节。
As I said, it is our, we call, mental reflection.Exactly, it is same as in the dream, we can experience so many things. Though we have not been to that place, but in the dream, we sense, feel that we've been that place, we met that person, we talked that person, we had an argument, we had a fighting, we had a war, all sort of things.
那么，这个都是我们心的这个反射。通过这个梦境呢，我们可以很好的去体会到这样的一个情况。就说即使我们没有到那个地方，我们有时候会梦到说我们到某个地方，然后跟某一个人见面，甚至跟对方吵架、打架，或者是战争等。
So that we also can have, as we experience in the dream, we also can experience hell, such sufferings in the hell realm by our mind.
那么我们可以有时候可以通过这个梦境呢，体会到这样的苦，然后体会到这个众生地狱众生所遭受的苦。
So the question here is that whether we should have the nightmare.Or what you call dreadful dream or not?
那问题是我们是不是应该要有这样的一种噩梦呢？
We don't expect nightmares or dreadful dreams, horrible dreams, so as that this, we should not expect such a feeling of experiencing the hell realms, suffering of the hell realm.
那么当然我们都不说有这样的一种噩梦，不期待说去体验说有这种地狱的苦。
And ultimately it is our mind that experiences everything. It is our mind that can catch the next lie.
那在究竟上呢，讲的是说我们的这个心可以 catch 可以捉到那个下一生。
You know, you change the bus, you lift one bus and catch the other bus, huh?
就好比说我们搭巴士，我们下了这辆巴士，我们去追赶另外一辆巴士。
So it is like that. From this life, we go to another life.
那就是这样，从这一生我们去到下一生。
Though we may come in the same place, but we will come in a different form.
那虽然我们可以，我们会来到同样的地方，但是我们的那个往外在的形体就会不一样了。
And it is important to be sure of the existence of the mind that never dies.
那么这个很重要，就是我们要有这样的一个确信，说我们的这个心是不死的。
Otherwise, we cannot practice the Buddhism.
不然的话呢，没有办法做这个佛法的修持。
Because we explain the past life, future life, it is based on the based on the mind.
因为当我们在解释这个过去跟未来生的时候呢，是依这个心而谈。
Okay. Now we go to meditate on it.
现在我们进入这个禅修的部分。
So you must think that if one practice only the non-virtuous deed, especially the anger, then one will be born in the hell realm.
那现那现在我们做这样的一个思维，就是说，如果我们行这个恶行的话呢，那特别是这个嗔恨的话呢，我们会投身到地狱。
And once one is born in the hell realm, then one has to experience the sufferings of the hell realm.
那一旦我们堕入到这个地狱道的话呢，那么我们就会经历这个地狱的痛苦。
Then one must reflect this. What are the sufferings? So think, reflect, as it was explained earlier on, that these are the sufferings there.
那么我们就必须要反思，那是一些怎么样的苦呢？依据早先喇嘛拉教我们的做这样的思维。
The place where one will suffer, the suffering itself, and the time, duration of the experiencing sufferings. So then one cannot imagine such suffering one can bear.
那么想到这个苦在自身上所承受的种种的痛苦，即所承受这个痛苦的这个时间。
And it is very true,that if one engaged with the non-virtuous deed, and especially anger, that one will be born in such a realm.
那么这是非常真实的，就是如果遍行一切不善法的话，特别说是嗔心的话，就会堕入。
And right now, when we observe our actions, our daily life's actions,The more we practice is the non-virtuous.
那么如果我们去审视我们每天的这个行为的话，我们会发现说我们真的是不善法是更多的。
So there is more possibility of our being born in the hell realm than being born in the higher realms.
那么就是说投身到这个地狱道的机会会比投身到善道的机会高。
So therefore, one must now think that one should practice the pure Dharma from today onwards, or from the time you start the practice.
那么，所以我们必须思维说，从今开始，或者从开始修法那刹那，我就会修清净法。
So now you repeat this thought and stay in the meditation for a while by repeating this thought that if I were born in the hell realm, I have to experience such a severe sufferings. So therefore, I must now practice, teach myself with the pure Dharma practice.
那从现在呢，我们就不断的这样思维说，如果说我堕落到这个地狱的话呢，我必然会体验到这样的大苦苦，所以呢，我现在要发心修这个清净的佛法。
Okay, you will fall in sleep. Too long is. Usually it is good, necessary to have the proper body posture to do any meditation. I think many of you know, right, proper postures. I don't need to explain. Best is if you can keep the two legs in the Vajra posture, which means one upon another, like Buddha's way. And then you should keep the spine straight, the back spine straight, and up to here straight.And then you bend a little bit, not too much, but bend a little bit, And then you keep the two palms touching thumb to thumb here, just below the navel. And it is good if you can touch your below the navel, your body, not instead of keeping here. If you can, then keep the, you know, two arms widely opened. Not like this, not like that. And then keep the eyes down on the tip of the nose. But that not necessarily just above, around there is okay. Because different nose size. And then keep the eyes half closed, not fully closed, not fully open. And mouth not also fully tightened, but not fully opened. Just keep it as normal. Little bit of the air. And then touch the tip of the tongue to the upper palate. Then with that, it will be more clear visualization or imagination you can do. So now, any question? So you do.
那么对于这个静坐的这个是呢，拉姆拉说这个正确的这个姿势是很重要的，估计也有很多人都知道了，但是拉姆拉还是慈悲的解释，就是我们在坐的时候呢，这个脚呢就像佛一样是有金刚姿势，就是交叉的，像佛像这样的一个交叉的一个做法，然后我们的这个背肌呢，要挺直。那么知道颈项这个部分呢还是直的，那前额有点弯一点点，那么我们的手呢是这样放着，就是这个左右手是一个在上一个在下，然后两个拇指呢是相碰的，那么放在肚脐的下面，那这个建议是说这个手当你借这个印的时候呢，尽量是靠在你的肚脐下，就是说碰到你的这个肚脐下的这个部位的，就是碰到你的身体。那么这个手臂呢是张开的，不要靠拢到这个身体。那么眼睛呢建议是半闭的，不要全张开也不要全闭。那么那个视线呢是看着这个鼻尖，但是因为每个人的这个鼻子高度是不一样的，所以可能就在这鼻尖上方大概就可以了。那个嘴巴的这个情况是说不要紧闭，不需要全闭，可以有一点点的开，就说那个气可以有进出。那么当这个舌头呢，舌头是顶着，轻轻的顶着上颚。那么正确的这个禅修的坐姿呢，可以让我们的这个观想更加清晰。
Yeah. Any question?
这里有个问题，就是当我们在就是修持这个仪轨的时候，就是说有些修持仪轨的时候，就是可能会就是看见这个。本尊就是显现，那么请问这算不算是一种心理的反射呢？它是虚幻的还是真实的，还是属于就是本尊的一种加持？
Lama, there's a question here. When we are practicing sadhana, if we get to see the deities,Does it mean this is a reflection of our mind? Does it mean that the deity itself is an illusion? Or it is a real deity to appear? Or it is a blessing from the deities?
It's very interesting.
很有趣的问题。
Well, deity, they personally can appear. Or...The evil spirit can also come in the form of the deity.
那么本尊呢，它是可以视线的。那么这个邪祟呢，也可以本尊相出现。
So it can also be due to the strong imagination.
那么也可以是因为我们的这个很强烈的这个想象力。
But one should not be.Excited for the first time, for the second time, for the third time. Then, if it appears, maybe you can examine a little bit whether it is the deity or the evil spirit.
那么我们对于这个本第一次出现、第二次出现、第三次出现的话，不要太过兴奋，之后呢才慢慢的去验证说它到底是邪祟还是真正的本尊的显现。
请问如何验证？
Lam Lam, how to examine it, whether it's a deity?
That's what I'm going to tell you. these, the ways of examining is taught clearly in the Lamde teachings, which is secret and profound. It will usually not be taught to just somehow. If you in the future seriously engage with the Lamde teachings, definitely there isways to examine, there is signs to show. And the very simple way is that I may tell or may not tell, but anyway, I will tell you. I mean, should I tell or not? It's a secret, you know. But anyway, the one simple way is if the deity appears and deals with you,by talking or giving teaching or whatever, you should ask the deity, what is my secret name? The deity, even if it is evil spirit or evil force, they have some kind of clairvoyance. So they may tell you what you have done in the past, what you are thinking right now, because of the particular clairvoyance. So, because of that, you may believe, oh, it is the deity now, because this knows what I have done and what I think. But then it may not be necessarily. So the secret name, even deities cannot know, or is evil spirit cannot know. They have no such, you know, ability or karma to know. Then if that deity in the form of deity tells you the correctly you are saying, then that is the deity. Then you prostrate, then you accept.
那么要怎么去说验证说这个出现的本尊呢？到底是真正的本尊，还是这个邪祟所化现的？根据这个道果呢，其实是有一套的方法告诉我们说，出现怎么样的征兆，会用怎么样的方法来做这个验证的这个工作。但实际上这一个部分的内容是属于很秘密而且很殊胜的，一般是不能或者不随意公开这样解说的。那在这呢拉姆拉说其实是不怎么可说，又那么但是他最后还是说了，他讲说如果当这个本尊显现的话呢，那么给我们教法跟我们讲话的时候呢，我们问他一个问题，就是问他知道我们的这个秘密的这个名字。那么邪祟呢，他们有这个神通，他们会知道我们的过去跟未来所做的这些事情，因为他的神通，所以他知道，但是他绝对不会知道我们的这个秘密的名字的，只有本尊才能够知道。那么如果说本尊这个本显现的这个本尊说对了，那么我们就接受他，知道他是真正的。
So this is the one reason why we should keep the secret name secretly.
所以这个秘密，知道这个秘密名字，这个是很关键的。
Because if you tell this, then I mean even the evils may happen to know, then they will mislead you. You reveal the secret name openly,
yes.
Then evil spirit may know your name.By telling, if you don't tell, they have no ability to know through their clairvoyance.
那么对我们的这个秘密的名字呢，如果我们不说的话呢，这个邪祟是不会知道的。但是如果我们就这样说出来的话，那么他们可能就会知道。
那说到这个匿名哈，就是我们在接受密灌顶的时候，所谓的。就是匿名，就是不给人家知道的名字。那么就说有些师兄说 ，OK， 就说我们必须在就是接受了这个密灌顶的时候，就是可能把它烧成灰烬，或者就是当场吞下去。那么就是不能 带到道场以外，因为就是那些邪灵可能会看到我们的名字。那么这种说法这个可信度怎么样？
稍微重复一下你的问题，看我理解对不对。就说当我们在接受这个秘密灌顶，还是一般的灌顶？
密灌顶。
一个密灌顶的话呢，那么我们会有一个秘密的名字。那么这个秘密的名字呢，有师兄建议说，我们不要带出这个道场以外的这个地方，不然的话，
就是邪灵可能会就是。
知道，
就是在道场以外，就是已经可能没有就是护法神的时候，他就可以窃取这个名字。
哦，
那么这种说法可信度怎么样？
所以他建立的方法是把它烧了喝进去。
哎，对，或者当场就这么吞进去。
OK。Namla, here's a follow-up questions. When we receive the secret initiation, we will have a secret given.So after receiving the secret name, there is a say that it's better not to bring the secret name out of the practicing maybe center or shrine that we actually received. The best way is actually burn it and drink it. Is this say correct? Better is to burn and swallow it. Just drink. It's not to bring the secret name out of maybe...Outside the center that we practice.
No, there's no danger. There's no danger. It is all right as long as you keep it secretly.
不用担心，只要收藏好。
问题就是在于，就是他们说，因为我们看不见的众生，你看得见的，他也都看得见，所以不应该带出去。所以想想，好像也有一点道理哈。所以我想向这个喇嘛印证一下。
那么啦usually there's a say that whatever we can see, actually the evil spirit can see also. So the safer way is to actually burn it and swallow it.
Whatever we see, the secret, not necessarily. Not necessarily. If the secret, the spirit happened to be there, of course they will see. But not, you can't say all the time spirit is with you.
不一定是这样，可能他刚好在那边他看得到，但是我们不能假定说这些邪祟永远都跟着我们。
但是啊，只要能够看到一次，是不是已经算是作废了呢？
Yes, you can burn or swallow, it's all right. That is the, I think, best way to keep completely secret.
那么当然要烧掉的话那是可以的，那么就确保绝对的秘密啊。
But you have to make sure that you will not forget it.
还有就是刚才他说那个金刚圣啊，就说就是判断这个本尊就是显现的方式，他有一套在道国当中有他的一套方法。那么可是我曾经就是在别的寺院哈听到就是显教的师父。因为就是说从经典里面也有就是可能教授一些就是说就是可能这个佛陀或者是一些本尊就是显现的方式。那么请问大圣佛法跟那个金刚圣就是他的本尊在显现方式方面有不同吗？
那么呢let's follow another questionsJust now that you mentioned in the Lam Tree, there's methods to examine whether the deities...
There's
a methods to actually examine that whether a deities is a true deities or not. That as the brother said that in Mahayana Sutra, Srayana, they do have their own methods to recognize or examine that whether the Buddhas or deities that appear,is whether it's a real one, it's a true one. So she would like to know, is there any difference between Vajrayana's ways of examining and Sutrayana way of examining? Are the methods the same?
If this is in Mahayana Sutras, then I think it is good, all right. But I have not, I'm not familiar with such things in Mahayana Sutras.
那么拉姆拉的回答说这个显教 他们的这个验证的这个方法是很好的，但是他本身不是很熟悉。
And if you are relying upon the books written by today's scholars or today's writers, then you better be careful.
那如果说你所依据的是根据学者所写的或者作家所写的书呢，可能要稍微谨慎一些。
As in the beginning of the teaching said that we should rely upon the Buddha's teaching and the treatises written by enlightened beings. Then they will never be mistaken. But if it is written by ordinary sentient beings, though it looks like interesting and nice,But may not necessarily be true.
那么在这个教法的一开始呢，拉姆拉就叫我们说，我们所要依据的、所要依持的是佛陀的教法，跟证悟者所写的这些所教授的这个教法。那我们看一般凡夫写的这些著作，可能很有趣、很好看，但是也可能是不真实的。
Okay.
You have some more questions?Any questions? Other questions? Or Lama can continue.
Lama Leshila, I have one question. How do I improve the effectiveness of the meditation? Because normally when we talk about human realm and animal, right, it is pretty easy to identify the kind of sufferings that they're going
through. Pretty easy to what?
Identify. To, because we are seeing the sufferings and we are also experiencing it at the same time. But we are talking about hell realm, right? Is it like through more meditations we will be able to improve so-called the reality and therefore to trigger or invoke the renunciation faster? How to make it more effective?
I think it's a good question because many people might be wondering that way.
By the way, is it a downfall to doubt?
But yes, I also have not experienced that. I myself have not experienced that.But there's one thing that we can believe in is always. First, we have to believe in the Buddha who has all the qualities, who knows everything. And then we believe in what he said. So, it is in the Buddha's teaching. So, whatever Buddha said, we have to believe.And also there is a story that Shariputra went to the hell realm, and he came back with a message from the hell beings. And Buddha himself, when he was ordinary sentient being, he was in the hell beings. This is in the Buddha's biography. And from there he started generating the bodhicitta. Because when he was in the hell being, he was...Working with the other hell warden, and other hell warden happen to, they have to pull the cart, you know, cart, horse cart, two wheel, and then pull purposely to torture them, hell beings, they do this way. And Buddha had so much compassion for him, and that hell being was so weak that he couldn't pull that cart. And the other warden hit the hammer on his head. And then Buddha said, he will pull it on behalf of that hell being. And other warden hit the hammer on the Buddha, and Buddha died there. From that, Buddha got another.Heavenly rebirth, and from there generated again the bodhicitta like that. Then finally he became enlightened being.
Here's one question from the from Lucy. It's going to be in the lower realm. So she asks, how to ensure not to be born in the lower realm?
How what?
Ensure not to be born in the lower realm.
How should not be?
Ensure that we are not born
in.
How to be sure that we are not born in the lower realm? How to be sure not to be born?
Should not be born in.
I don't want to be born in the lower realm. How to be
sure? That's just simple. The practice of Dhamma.
刚才问的 第一个问题就是我们要怎么样去提升我们的这个禅修的这个境界。那对于说人道，我们自己跟动物的动物畜生道的这个情况，我们是很清楚很容易了解的。但是对于这个地狱道的情况呢，一般上我们是比可能或者很难去知道它的这个情况。那么我们要以怎么样的方法呢，去对这个地狱道的苦做一个禅修，然后从而激发我们的这个出离心，这个是所提的这个问题。那拉姆拉给的这个回答是说，第一就是我们要深信佛陀所说，那么我们要意念佛陀一切的功德，知道佛陀是一切功德皆圆满，他是遍一切知的，他就知道所有的这个事物的。那么对于他的教法，对于他所说的每一句话呢，我们都是深信不疑的。那么至于这个证据呢，就拉姆拉讲说Sariputta 他曾经有带过这样的一个从地狱去到地狱然后带回这样的一个信息，有这样的一个记载。那么也有这样的一个记载说佛陀他也曾经生于这个地狱道。那么在这个地狱道的时候呢，他就看到说这个鬼差他就看到这个地狱道的众生呢被逼迫去拉那个两大个大轮的这个车子去推他，可是因为推不动，所以那个鬼差就拿那个武器呢去敲那个地狱众生的这个头。佛陀当时看了很不忍心，发起了这个菩提心，就去帮他推，结果那个鬼差的那个武器就敲到了佛陀的这个头。那么他死了之后，因为他发菩提心，所以他就又去到另外一个地狱。那么经过这样的一层一次一次的发菩提心呢，最后到今天的这个佛陀。
So practice Dhamma such as the parting from four attachments. Practice the Dhamma parting from four attachments. Parting from four attachments. This one.
那么修持这个佛法呢，是必须依这个缘以四种。
Because the greatest obstacle to the Dhamma practice or to become the Dhamma practitioner is the clinging to this life.
那么
we should cut the clinging to this life.
那么修持这个佛法的许多的一个障碍呢，就是我们对于此生的这个执着，所以我们必须要斩断这个执着。
And to answer your question, again, that sometimes it is possible people who are dying, they will see the horrible beings coming around, being around them. Actually, this is the reflection of the warden. Do you know anyone has this feeling? And then among the Tibetans, yes, there are
fearful
person coming around, you know. I mean, just they will see. It is not there, but they will see.
Reflection,
yes. 那有时候在临终的这个阶段呢，有些人会看到许多恐怖的这个众生出现，那实际上也是这个新的这个显现。
And sometimes people who are dying, they have extremely feeling cold, extremely feeling hot, even if there is air condition, extremely feel hot, even if there is a hot weather.Extremely feel cold. These are the signs of the hell suffering.
那有的人在濒临死亡的时候呢，他会觉得极端的热或极端的这个冷，即使说他的外交条件不是这个情况，他环境不是这样，但是他会有这样的一个感觉。那么在这样的情况之下呢，其实就是坠落这个地狱的这个征兆。
So now we go to again the teaching.
现在继续这个教法。
And then this is the hell, hot hell is like this. But it is after finishing the time or lifespan in those major eight hot realms, still there is to experience.
那么这个就是这个热地狱，当这个众生在这个八种主要的热地狱的这个业报受尽之后呢，他还会继续去受其他的苦。
So these are basically four neighboring and then four minor sufferings.
那么那就有四种近边地狱跟四种小地狱。
So I will not go details of that because maybe you will get nightmare tonight.
那么拉布拉说他就不仔细说了，不然我们可能晚上要发噩梦。
Now the second one is the lower realm. There are three lower realms: hell realm, hungry ghost, and animals. So now the hungry ghost is the second one.
那么这个下三道呢，有畜生、恶鬼跟地狱，恶鬼是第二个。
The hungry ghost. There are many different types of the hungry ghost, but they can all be categorized into three types of the hungry ghosts.
那么这个鬼道的这个众生呢，是有很多不同的这个鬼道众生。那么基本上呢，它可以分为三类。
The hungry ghost of external obscuration.
外在痛苦的恶鬼。
Hungry ghost of internal obscuration.
内在痛苦的恶鬼。
Hungry ghost of obscuration of obscuration.
痛苦中的痛苦恶鬼。
It means the obscure here means actually the difficulties or sufferings. That the first type of the hungry ghost had more external difficulties and sufferings.
那在这的这个痛苦是指外在的。这个痛，那么第一种的是讲的是说他面临外界所面对的这个痛苦。
External obscuration means that has above that, above the suffering and difficulty of the external hungry ghost of external obscuration, there is inner difficulty and sufferings.
那么这个外在的这个痛苦的恶鬼呢，那么他们所遭受到的这个痛苦呢，是相对于内在的这个痛苦。
So the obscuration is obscuration is means both in out there's difficulties and suffering.
这个障碍呢是分内外两种的这个痛苦。
So in out means outside your body, out means your body.I'm not saying your body, sorry. And the hungry ghost body, inside means they're inside the body.
那么这个外在呢，指的是恶鬼外在身体的痛苦，内在是指这恶鬼内在身体的痛苦。
So the birthplace of those, the first hungry ghost, which is known as the hungry ghost of the external obscuration.
那么第一类的这个恶鬼呢，是外在痛苦的恶鬼。
And the place is a desert place, desert.
那处的这个地方呢是沙漠。
Where there is no fruit trees, where there is no grass, where there is nothing to eat, nothing to drink.
那么在这个地方没有果树，没有这个青草，没有水源，没有东西可吃。
And so there will be born, there will be many other hungry ghosts. So the sentient being will be born, one will be born in that kind of place with the other hungry ghosts.
那么这些很多的众生呢，会生于那个地方，跟那边许多的恶鬼在一起。
And the shape of these hungry ghosts, as now it is said, external obscuration means shape of that hungry ghost.That the mouth is very small, as small as the hole of the needle.
那么这些外在恶鬼的这个外在的痛苦，先从他的身体的这个形状来说，他的嘴巴非常的细小，如针孔一般。
And the neck is very thin, so thin as it's a part of one part. What if you make the cut the hair of the horse into 100 pieces, 100, you know, not cutting like this, just cutting like this into 100, and that thinness is there, that neck.
那么这个恶鬼的这个景象是非常细的，我们把一根马尾削成这个100片那么细。
And their hands and legs are very thin as the broomstick.
他们的手脚就像这个草的那个杆一样的细。
So this is just examples, but basically what it means is it's very, very smaller than normal human beings.
那么这是一个比喻。那么主要就要强调的是说，他们是非常的小，跟我们正常的这个人的大小是不一样。
Those small mouth, small neck, some thin limbs, but huge stomach, huge stomach.
他的口非常的小，颈、身体等等都是去四肢都是很细，但是肚子却很大。
And so dry skin.Dry and wrinkled skin.
那皮肤是很干的，那么有许多皱纹。
And always hungry, never finding the food. Always hungry.
那一直饥饿，没有找到食物。
Since always hungry, always busy finding the food.
既然是一直饥饿，那么就一直忙碌着找食物。
So, even if they go to find, it is very difficult to find the food.
那即便是他去找，也很难找到。
So, the physically, they have such sufferings, being such body, weak body, unhealthy body.
那么在身体上呢，外在身体上呢，他身体是很虚弱的，这就是他的这个痛苦。
Even if Once they found the food, but they will not have chance to eat it.
那即便是有时候他们偶然找到一些食物，也没机会吃。
There will be another sentient beings who are greater and stronger than them, stronger than the hungry ghosts.
那么他必然会有其他比这些恶鬼还要强壮的众生。
They will confiscate for their food.
他们会
They will confiscate from the hungry ghost and for their own food.
他们会把这个恶鬼的这个食物呢，没收了，抢过来吃。
So this is the suffering of the first hungry ghost.
这是第一种恶鬼的这个痛苦。
And then the second hungry ghost is internal obscuration, which means now not only physically that kind of difficulties and suffering, but inside there is a suffering.
那么第二类的内在痛苦的这个恶鬼呢，他不只遭受身体上的痛苦，还有内在的痛苦。
And finding for the food, at last may find little bit of food.
一直找寻食物，可能最后找到一点点。
First, when they found food, they have a fear, such a fear that they do not dare to eat the food.
那么，他第一次刚找到食物的，他刚找到食物，心有恐惧，所以不敢就马上吃。
Not fear of because of the food, not fear because of anything, just because of their karma, they themselves.Have suddenly come some kind of fear.
那么不是因为他畏惧害怕这个食物，而是因为他本身的业，所以产生这样的恐惧。
So then, once they eat that food, it will not go through the mouth first because.
那当他开始吃这个食物的时候呢，这个食物不是由口入的，因为他口太小。
And once it goes through the mouth, it will not go through the neck. Because
那就说他把这个食物放入他的口里面，食物也不会经过这个颈项，因为太细小。
And once it goes through the neck and reach the stomach, instead of feeling the stomach, it creates tremendous pain and suffering inside stomach.
那么，即便是说他通过了这个颈项进入到的肚子，那么他不会感到这个温饱，反之他会感觉到很大的这个痛苦。
So this is the second suffering of the second type of the hungry ghost. Now the third type is the obscuration of the obscuration.
那么这个是第二种内在痛苦的恶鬼。那接下来谈的是痛苦中的痛苦恶鬼。
So extremely severe suffering than the earlier ones.
那么他们所承受的痛苦比前面两种的恶鬼更加痛苦。
That this hungry ghost is another type of the hungry ghost. This hungry ghost, the shape of the body is same as the earlier ones, and shape of the hungry ghost's body is as earlier one, and also that difficulties of finding the food is the same as earlier one.
那么，这是另一类的这个恶鬼，他们的身体呢，跟前两类的恶鬼是长得一样的。那么，同样面对寻找食物的困难。
And this, so even if they found the small food, as soon as the food goes into the stomach, it transforms into the fire flame.
那即使说这个一点点的食物呢，进入到他们的肚子呢，到了肚子的时候呢，它会化为这个火焰。
So that the fire flame comes through mouth, nose, and ears.
那么这个火焰呢，会从这个耳鼻嘴出来。
So this is individual sufferings of these three hungry ghosts.
那这个是这个恶鬼道众生个别所承受的痛苦。
The general sufferings of the hungry ghost is that different season they have a different suffering. They have different sufferings.
那么一般的来说的话呢，这些恶鬼道的众生在不同季节所受的痛苦是不一样的。
You know, generally, the moon is cooling and the sun is heating, hot, creating the heat. But in their case, even in the autumn time, when there is a bright moon, that they will have that such sun, moonshine causes them heat.
那么月亮本来是这个属于比较凉爽的这个感觉呢，太阳产生的是这个温暖的感觉，但是对于他们来说的话，即便是这个秋天的这个月光都会带来这个那即便是这个月亮所照射的光芒对他们来说都是炙热的。
And during the winter time when there is a bright sun, which means there is no cloud, fully shining out. If that sunshine causes them, instead of giving the warm feeling, that causes the cool feeling.
那么就是到了冬天，这个当这个阳光照射的时候呢，原本应该是感到这个暖的，但对他们来说却是相反的。
And then by chance, even if they reach near the river or fruit trees, just by looking at those fruits, by desiring to eat them, they automatically change into that water changes to the river changes to the dry ground. And the fruits on the tree get dried.
那么就算说他们到了这个河边，或者他们看到这个果树的时候，就是他的那个注视，他心里的那个欲望，说他想要吃的话，这个河也会变干枯，果树的这个果子也会干掉。
So the lifespan of that hungry ghost is one month of our human. You know, here we count one month.Our one month is their one day.
那么他们的这个寿命这样计算，人的一个月等于他们的一天。
So their lifespan is 500 years of their 500 years.
那所以以他们的这个计算的话呢，那么他们的寿命是500年。
So means that our human life, human 15,000years of human.
50,000 years.
No, our one month is there one day. Okay, so our one month is there one day. So, so that one day, you count 30 is one month, and 12 is 1 year.So all total, it is 15,000 years of human. Our year, our time, 15,000 years.
所以以我们人的这个计算方式的话是五万年。
Then in this way, then you need to meditate again by thinking. We will not do meditation again. I will just tell. Too often meditation is not interesting. So, but you have to do.Meditation by thinking their sufferings, nature of the hungry ghost, the suffering of the hungry ghost, that the place where they were born, and the lifespans in this way, then one should replace oneself into the hungry ghost. That if one becomes hungry ghost, then how would be, how the sufferings would be, it would be great suffering. One cannot bear it. But right now we are not hungry ghost. But then if we don't act properly, there is the possibility of becoming the hungry ghost by no choice.
那么我们做这样的一个思维，就是思维说这个鬼道众生，他们所承受的种种的这个痛苦，他们的居住的地方，他们的寿命。那么再进一步的，就是设身处地的想，如果说我跟他的那个位置交换，今天我也成了这个恶鬼，我会受到怎么样的痛苦？那么他们所承受这个痛苦呢，是我难以去忍耐承受的。虽然说现在我不是，但是如果说我没有好好的注意谨慎的去注意我的种种的这个行为的话，难保哪一天我也会堕入这个恶鬼道。
And now we go to the animal realm, suffering of the animal realms. And this is, I think, very, very easy to understand because we can see the animals and we know the many types of animals. And again, by explaining the animal suffering of the animal realms, I think we should be convinced with theabout convinced, or we should be sure of the existence of hell realm.
那么现在进入到解释这个畜生道的这个痛苦，那对于这个畜生道的种种呢是比较容易了解的，因为我们都能够看见，然后也知道有许多种不同的这个动物。那么通过解释这个动物道的就畜生道的这个情况呢，实际上它也其实让我们去了解说这个地狱道的存在。
Because the reason why I'm saying is when Buddha gave this teaching about the sufferings of the hell realms or animal realmsAnd our human beings on this earth knew very little about the animal.
那么当佛陀在教授这个苦谛的这个时候呢，有这个下三途的这个苦。那么我们人呢，对于这个动物的这个了解呢是很少的。
Most maybe we know about a tiger, elephant, donkey, all these things. But many, many of the animals that we know now, we did not know before. Even during the Buddha's time, we did not know.
那么我们一般知道的是狮子、大象、驴子等的动物。那么有很多动物可能在佛陀的那个时代的时候是不知道的。
But Buddha already at that time also explained all those animals that we did not know.
但是佛陀在那个时代呢，已经解释出或者说出那些我们不知道的动物。
When there was no technology, when there was no science, no technology, Buddha explained all these things.
那么当时没有科技，没有这个进步的科学来解释这些等等的事物。
When the people can't dive into the deep water and see the animals, Buddha explained about animals.
那当人潜入这个深海中，然后看到这些动物，然后解释。
So we must be sure that what Buddha was saying is he is saying out of his wisdom, out of his clairvoyance, out of his kind of sixth sense that he sees there is these things, then he tells.And he didn't tell something that he didn't see.
那么，我们是非常确定的，佛陀是依他的这个智慧，依他的这个第六感，然后见到，然后说，他不说他不知道的东西。
So, for example, that time, even that time, Buddha and the suffering of the animals who are underneath the water, suffering of the animals.In between the continent.
那么，当时佛陀就有解释说，在这个水中动物所遭受到的这个痛苦，在一个大洲中这个动物的痛苦。
And so in the sutras, maybe you can find all these in bit by bit, in little bit in one sutra, little bit in other sutras like that, and explain all these animals, the place.And though we don't say they are, this is their suffering, but Buddha knew that there are such animals in such place, with such condition, with such, feeling.
那么在许多的经典当中呢，都或多或少的有提到关于这个动物到他们所居住的地方所受的这个这个情况，就是他们所受的这个苦。虽然说当时佛陀已经在他的时代呢，已经很清楚的知道说这些动物他们所处的这个生活条件跟这些动物的一些感受。
So these animals have also the sufferings, many different types of sufferings. The suffering we can see is, of course, They have a suffering of being eaten by each other, not only the human beings, but eaten by within the each other the animals they each other eaten by.
那么动物所承受的这个痛苦呢，是有许多不同类型的这个痛苦。我们放眼这样看的话，就有说动物互相吃食的这个情况。
And so many animals are, in between the rock.Underneath the sea, where there is no light, where there is even they don't see the what is in front of them, such a dark, they were in the place, such a dark place where there is, where even they don't see the some what is in front of them.
那么有许多的动物，比方说在这个深海中的动物，它们是处在一个非常暗的这个条件下的，就是说眼前的东西它也看不到。
So this is suffering, because though we don't see, but the animal that themselves has so much, so much fear, so much suffocation, so much, so much.
那么这一切呢都是痛苦。那动物有这个极端的这个恐惧，有这种窒息的这个感觉。
What do you say when you caught in the lift? Lift got stuck. How you feel that? Okay. Well, like that kind of feelings they have. So this is the sufferings. So there is no reason we can say that we will not be born in this sort of animal.
那么就好比说我们如果被困在这个狭小的这个电梯里头，我们的感觉是什么？那么有师兄说是害怕、恐惧、没有安全感等等，就是这一类动物所感受的，也就是这一类的感觉。但是我们没有办法说确保说我们难保有一天也会变，没有绝对这样的信心，说我一定不会投身到这个动物道去。
And many the general suffering or common suffering of the animal is the ignorance.
那么动物的一般共有的这个痛苦呢是无知。
The animals are usually ignorant. They don't know actually what is good for them and what is not good for them. Generally speaking, you know.
那一般而言呢，动物都是无知的，他们没有办法分辨出好坏。
For example, when you see the National Geography, you see the so many animals, tigers,And then what, zebra, not that, what do you call it? There's bulls, huh? Not the deers. They have some big size of animals with a horn.
在地理杂志上我们看到不同的动物，比如说这个狮子，还有一种动物是有那个角的，不知道是什么。
There are so many of these, you know, animals who has horns. And if they together,attack the tiger, they can attack the tiger. But they don't know, they just run away. So that is the ignorance.
那实际上有许多动物都长有这个角。如果说狮子来的话，他们合起来用这个角去攻击那个狮子，不就了事了吗？可是他们选择逃走，这是他们的无知。
Like animal, elephant. I saw that the tiger attacked elephant and killed elephant. Actually, elephant is a very strong animal.Just this, what you call trunk, can throw the tiger away, but never does. Just turning.
That Lamla 见到的这个这个地理杂志里头的，就说这个大象是比狮子大很多，它那个鼻子呢，就是其实是很有力，可以把狮子卷起来，然后丢到一旁。可是他当狮子来攻击他的时候，他却选择说转着逃走，结果最后被杀了。
And of course, they cannot communicate. They don't have. They might have their own some kind of language, but they can't communicate with their owner, with owner some pets, who keep the what do you call we human beings. They can't communicate with human beings.
那动物呢？它们或许有自己的沟通方式，但是没有办法跟人类沟通。
Therefore, they cannot tell when they are hungry, when they are thirsty, when they want to go for what pee.
所以它们饥饿、口渴要出去，它都没有办法告诉我们。
They can't tell if they are sick. They can't tell they are sick. They can't tell they have headache or stomach ache or pain somewhere.
那即便是他生病，他肚痛，他也没办法说。
So this is all sufferings of the animal beings.
这些都是动物的痛苦。
So by thinking that one may be born in such animal, so in order not to have such rebirth, one must practice the pure Dhamma. So that is the meditation.
那么我们要做如下思维，就是说我们不愿意投身到这个动物道，所以我们要修这个清净的佛法。
I think we finished the first vision.
那么在这呢，拉姆拉讲完了这个第一个见。
Otherwise, we conclude.
有没有任何的问题
？5 minutes for questioning.
So tomorrow will not be frightening, okay?
Tomorrow will be 2 p.m.
我们皈依后啊，有一些啊戒律我们要守住，如果我们破戒的话，要将来修补回。
对不起，请你重复一次。
我们皈依过后，如果破戒的话，要将来修补。
Okay. Lamla, if after taking refuge and we break the refuge vow, what should we do to actually come?
You can take refuge again, refuge vow again.
那就重新再受一次这个皈依戒。
And you can confess.
那可以忏悔。
You in front of your shrine, if you can't take again from the guru or teacher, you can take it yourself. Once you got from guru, afterwards you can take the refuge vow by yourself in front of the Buddha statue.
那么可以，如果说没有再有这个机会到自己的这个上师前或者是自己的师父前呢，重新去求取这个皈依戒的话，那么一个做法就是说在坛城前佛像前呢，自己再重新受过，受过了皈依，正式受过了皈依戒之后，之后就可以自己重受。Lamla, how should we do it if we want to take the refuge by ourselves? I mean for the second time onward.
There is a ritual, short ritual to do. There's short ritual to do.
那个有一个短的这个仪式。
First, you confess in front of the statue of Buddha. Even if in some cases you don't find a statue, you can just go in the empty space and imagine that Buddhas, Bodhisattvas of all the traditions are there in front of you, and then you confess out of great regret. Regret means that feeling that I should not have done that, you know, that is the regret. And then you must think that you should make up your mind not to repeat such, you know, negative or breaking the refuge vow in the future.
那么我们可以在这个佛像前做这个忏悔，但是如果没有佛像的话，那么我们就观想在整个这个虚空法界当中都有佛跟菩萨在各个的这个方向，那么自诚的向佛菩萨们忏悔，说自己不应该犯下这样的错误，不应该破了这个皈依戒律，那么有这样的一个决心发愿，说从此不再做这样的恶行，不再破这个戒律。
And you can either think or reveal in front of the shrine or visualized shrine that I happen to break the refuge vow somehow. You can say from your mouth.
那么可以通过我们的这个口呢，在这个坛城前或者是观想的这个坛城前呢，说出来说我们不会再毁坏或者破这个戒律。
And you should say, I have not well done. I have not well done. I have not done good things.
我没有做好的事。
And then you say that I confess in front of you.Out of great regret, I confess such action out of my regret.
那么我们对着这个佛像呢，说出说我对我所做的这个错误的行为呢，感到至诚的这个忏悔。
And then, of course, if possible, you make the offerings. Offering here means you make some lamb, flower.Incense, that sort of you put on the altar, imagining that you are offering these to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then you confess, as I explained just now.
那么我们也可以通过这个，同时通过这个供养的这个方式，比方说供养这个油灯、鲜花、这个烟、水等呢，与这个佛菩萨，然后呢，依刚才拉姆拉所教的方式做这个忏悔。
Or if you are Mahayana practitioner or Vajrayana practitioner, you can also recite those seven limb prayers. The Mahayana practitioner, you recite the seven limb prayers in the Samatha Bhatta's dedication of merit. If you are Vajrayana practitioner, then it is in the sadhana. If you are Vajrayana practitioner, then the seven limb prayers in the sadhana. Vajrayana seven limb prayers you do.
那如果说是显中的这个修行人的话呢，就可以念这个七支文，就是显中普贤菩萨回向文里头的这个七支文。如果是金刚乘的这个弟子呢，就根据这仪轨中的七支文来做这个忏悔。
Do I have time? Do everybody know the difference between Sutrayana and Vajrayana seven limb prayers? Okay. It takes little time. Do you have time?Okay, Sutrayana one is seven limb prayer is prostration, offering, and then confessing, and rejoicing, and requesting the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to turn the wheel of Dharma, and requesting them to live long, and the dedication of the merit. These are the seven things according to the.Sutrayana, which means stated in the Samanta Bhatta's dedication of merit, and also in the Bodhisattva Charya Avatara, also these things are explained.
根据这个经教的这个七支文的内容呢，就是第一支是礼拜，第二支是供养，第三支是忏悔，第四支是随喜，第五支是。第五支是请转法轮，第六支是请常住持，最后一支第七支是回向。那么这些内容呢，都可以在普贤行愿品或入菩萨行论中找到。
And according to the Vajrayana, is the first one is confessing, and then rejoicing of the other's merit, and first, then promising that one will meditate on the emptiness, and then taking refuge in the triple gem.And generation of the relative bodhicitta, generation of the ultimate, the relative bodhicitta has got two, generation of the wishing bodhicitta, generation of the entering bodhicitta, and the dedication. So these are the seven. So somehow, I mean, though the others are slightly different to each other,The confessions is there in both seven limb prayers.
那么这个金刚乘的这个七支文的这个排序是这样：第一支是忏悔，第二支是随喜他人功德，第三支是誓愿，就是你立下这个誓愿，说我要去禅修这个空性。那第四支呢是皈依三宝，那接下来还有升起这个行菩提愿菩提心跟行菩提心，那最后一支呢就是回向。那虽然说这个显宗跟这个密宗有一些差别，但是他们共通的这个地方呢，就是大家都有这个忏悔的这个部分。
And then, so to take the refuge vow again is then after you made these offerings.And prayers, and revealing what I said, you must. Then you sit down on a squatting. You know squatting. Usually squatting is not kneeling down. Both kneels. Kneel down one left one, and then the right one kneel down left, and then you. You can't do. Then it's okay. Just kneel down. Your both kneels on the ground, and then give your hands like this. Okay.And then you say, please heed of me, is it? Please heed of me. Please, you Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, heed of me. Or you say, please, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in ten directions, heed of me. Means listen to me. Just say to kneel. Two knees.
Okay. 好，对于这个做了这个之后呢，来到就是要做这个皈依文的这个念着皈依文的誓约，然后做供养念经文，然后就跟着刚才拉姆拉所教的，那么你两个膝盖就像我们平常跪下来一样，然后双手合十呢，然后自诚的念说，请一切诸佛菩萨听我说。
Then you say, I, then you reveal your name, I, Lim, or John, or whatever. By the name of Lim, John, or whatever, from now onwards, take refuge in the Buddha, who is the excellent among the two elect ones. So that I think I'm telling you this, but you will not be able to remember. Better you find there is a sort of, you know, text. But I will explain anyway this. Means among the two elect ones, means human beings, among the human beings. Like this is now telling the Buddhas, they are two elect ones. Buddhas have two legs, they don't have four legs. So it is.
那么现在呢就做这样的一个念诵就是当念我接下去就是我自己的皈依的这个人的这个名字那从今起我皈依佛那么从今起我皈依一切两足类中最殊胜的佛陀那么这个两足是指人 那佛陀也是两足两只脚，不是四只脚。那么，所以我们皈依他最殊胜的，最尊，对不起，应该用是最尊贵的这个两足尊。那么，更详细的内容，拉姆拉斯建议说看这个经典，因为他这样说，我们也未必说真的记得很牢。So
here we visualize all the Buddhas in the form of Buddha Shakyamuni. Not the Vajrayana deities.
那么在这呢，我们观想一切的佛，现出来的是释迦牟尼佛的这个样子，而不是本尊样。And
then you should take refuge in the. And then okay, simple way is take refuge in the Buddha, and take refuge in the Dharma, take refuge in the Sangha as you recite usually the. And then you say this three times. Again, you say. All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in three directions, please heed of me or listen to me. From now onwards, I, by the name of such and such, would like to take refuge in Buddha, take refuge in Dharma, take refuge in Sangha three times. At the end of the third time, after the third time, then you think that now you receive the refuge vow or you restored your refuge vow. You think that way and then your refuge vow is restored.
那么我们在做这个皈依的时候呢，我们就念皈依佛、皈依法、皈依僧，然后念三次。那在这个时候，刚才拉姆拉有叫我们说，我们必须要念诸佛，请听我说谛听。那么这个时候呢，我们说这个话的时候是向着十方所有的诸佛做这样的一个祈求，说祈请十方诸佛听我说。那么接着就说这个皈依佛、皈依法、皈依僧。那么到了第三次的这个时候呢，我们就要观想说，我们已经重受或者是接受到这个皈依戒。
And the best thing is to find somebody who could give you the refuge vow and receive the refuge vow again. And it doesn't have to be the original your master from whom you took the refuge vow. Anybody who has the refuge vow, who has not broken the refuge vow, you can receive from them.
那么其实最好的呢，就是找到一个人呢，他可以给我们重受这个皈依戒。他不一定是我们先前早先的这个皈依师，只要是任何人他有接受过这个皈依戒，没有犯过这个皈依戒的话，都可以。
Anybody means Rinpoche's or Lamas, monks, whoever.
那么人指的是上师啊，喇嘛等等。
Okay, so we conclude today.
我们今晚就到这儿。